I think we're I can't tell, it's running like a delay here.
There it is.
Hi.
Welcome to Cheeks of the Round Table.
Period. All clap, all the time.
So we have a very special episode tonight. As you've noticed, there are no men. The way God intended. So, happy Pride Month, everyone. This is a very special queer episode of Geeks of the Round Table. I am your host, Yadanaika. Pronouns they, them. I am genderless, but if you're attracted to me, you're gay. Like, no exceptions, doesn't matter what you are, you're gay. It's okay, baby. I can be whatever you want me to be. So anyway, I am the community manager, brand manager. I don't know, depending on what day it is, depending on how mad I am at the crew. But super excited to be here. I'll be kind of facilitating this roundtable event. We were supposed to be here last week, but life happens. Because if you're queer, you all know mental illness goes hand in hand. We all had a little bit of sads. So it's okay. We're here and we're happy now. We're all well fed. We have McDonald's. So I'm going to pass it off to Ellie here.
Hi, everyone. Ellie G here. Pronouns she, they. If you also like me, you're also gay.
We're all gay here.
We're very gay. Why are you gay?
Why are you queering? Why are you queering?
But yeah, I am a resident meme lord, anime degen, cosplayer. I don't know what else. Question mark.
A babe.
Hey.
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 If you comment on my nail polish, you're homophobic.
Yes, resident babe. Like I said, if you like any of us, you're gay.
Oh, Lord.
Can't be helped.
If they're also non-binary, does it cancel out like PEMDAS?
Oh.
Maybe.
Queerception.
Perception.
I like that.
Perception.
Hi, everyone. I'm Asia. My pronouns are she, her. I'm the bisexual babe that's just finally embracing my femininity. I'm so sick of this bullshit. Otherwise, yeah, I...
I'm going to Will Smith.
Yeah, I hope that man's okay.
he'll be alright.
I hope so. But otherwise, you know, I am just getting into streaming. I'll be doing more real soon. Finally gonna be making more content. And yeah, I am just here so I don't get fined.
Period.
And if you're attracted to me, you're also gay, but you also know you like yourself. A BBW. Thank you.
And now for last but certainly not least,
Kate Curry. Hello. My pronouns are she, they. So it also goes along the rules of if you find me any way in any means attractive, you are gay. Very gay.
Bark, 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 bark.
Very, very gay. So I'm a member, I'm certified, well, so I'm a professional illustrator, but I also stream with the podcast every so often and we'll be making more content soon, skits and whatnot. So let's get that started. Very, very gay, very toxic.
Very toxic.
Very, toxic. Very goblin-like.
Yes.
Goblin energy.
Goblin energy. All the way.
So, yeah.
Ooh, that resident monster. Yes.
Resident monster.
You know about the white monster. So another preface here. All four of us are, to some capacity, on the creative team. Kitty specifically is actually a member of the table. Kitty is our only femme member currently that is active. We do also have Danny, who is not with us tonight because she outlived her best life, and we love that for her. But Ellie and Asia here also help manage the social media. They do some art and stuff. Ellie is a killer artist. And if any of our mods, I see there's like 8,000 of you bitches in chat, could start dropping some shout outs for like everyone's individual like pages and shit, that'd be stellar.
Yeah.
And also retweet that we're fucking live. Because I did that, and I haven't seen any others come through, like from the Geeks channel.
You should retweet this now.
You should retweet this now.
Don't retweet it.
Exactly.
So we originally had a full structured plan, and we were super organized. It would put the boys to shame. I'm sorry, not the boys. This is Pride Month. The penis havers. So unfortunately, it's been a week, and we're all depressed and busy. So most of us have forgotten what we were going to talk about to a degree. So we're still going to we have a vague plan, but like we're going to wing it, you know, because like our Lord and Savior Lady Gaga would want us to.
Thanks.
Dede said we all look cute.
Thanks. Don't you hum at me, kitchen. I'll kill you.
Aww.
We're going to get tossed in here, man. So, okay. So to start off, let me pull up our list of topics here. It's been a very busy month for gaming because we have the Summer Games Fest recently happened. State of Play happened, I think, sort of. What is going on over there?
I don't know.
It's an ambulance.
Bro, did I not say that we were going to get swatted for this fucking stream?
Please no.
You know what? Honestly, I didn't expect it to be y'all's house.
Please no.
So, we had Summer Game Fest. We had State of Play. We had the Wholesome Direct. A lot of really good stuff in gaming. Too bad I don't remember jack shit. The Callisto Project looks super cool. It looks very Dead Spacey. I'm super about it. I know Asia also watched this with me. There was some Final Fantasy out there. Final Fantasy 16, let's fucking go.
Yeah. Crisis Core is getting remade.
Yes, we're getting every last frame, like high def twink action.
Ooh, that just rated us.
Wait, who?
One.
Oh, thanks. You know what?
Thanks for the wave.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks for the wave.
So yeah, Zack Fair is happening, and again, it doesn't matter what you are, you're attracted to Zack Fair and you're gay. It's not if you're attracted to Zack Fair, you are attracted to Zack Fair. I was never a huge Zack fan, but like, man, be growing on me. Like, I get it. I get it. Now he's like an even sadder goth cloud. And I'm like, you know what? Like, 13-year-old me would have been barking so hard at this.
Same.
True.
Barking hard.
I'm trying to think what else there was. On the Wholesome Direct side, which I rewatched today, like in chaos at work, trying to remember things. Coffee Talk is getting a sequel. I'm super excited about that. They're adding more drinks. They're adding more cute, like, queer monsters. And I love that. It's really exciting because I know the creator actually passed away earlier this year. Yeah. So it's really exciting to see that, you know, there was one final hurrah there, like, that was already in the works. So I think it's going to be really special. Little Witch in the Woods is out for all of my, like, soft people. Like, that one's stellar. Yeah, those are really kind of my big ones. Final Fantasy 16, obviously, like, I'm super interested in because, like, fuck yeah, summons are the best part of any Final Fantasy. And summon-centric? Are you fucking shitting me? Let's fucking go.
For real.
What are y'all looking forward to?
Let's see. I mean, other than the Crisis Core remake, I mean, damn.
That's a great question.
I mean, Shredder's Revenge already came out, so.
Yes. And the boys will be playing it on the channel, I do believe.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Although I'm torn as to whether to get it for Switch or to get it for Steam. I think I might as well just buy it physically and support your devs, which is what y'all should be doing. Support your devs if you don't, or if you really just don't care. I'm not telling you what to do with your life.
I will.
Fair. That's fair.
What else? Hang on, I actually pulled up the list of games just to make this easier because we all have like no brain cells.
What are those?
Right? Sonic Frontiers is happening. Sonic Month is happening, and people have a lot of opinions about that, honestly. I don't have any because I'm like the one person in the fucking team that doesn't play Sonic. Not like that anyway. But I don't know. Are y'all looking forward to Sonic?
I love Sonic.
I love Sonic too.
I mean,
you have Sonic socks on.
I got Sonic socks. Let me see if I can stretch.
Yeah. Y'all getting feet for free in this stream. Don't ask us for shit. For free on Al Gore's internet.
Oh my God.
Yes, on Al Gore's rhythm.
Right? I mean, I'm excited for Sonic Frontiers. The only thing I'm just not looking forward to right now, because people are just a bunch of graphic nerds and they're like, oh, it doesn't look that great from the first release. We still got work to do. It's gonna get released at some point this year. Just be patient. Just stop stomping on Sonic Team's neck. They're trying, for the love of God, they're trying. And quite frankly, you know, you try making a fucking game. I'm so sick of the bullshit. You try making a fucking game. If you're so good at it and you know exactly what the fuck to do, do it yourself.
Yeah.
Because apparently you know what the fuck you're talking about.
I mean, the only time that bullying a Sonic team is acceptable is like the instance with the film. Like,
yes,
they deserved that, and it was the morally correct route. Because look what we got now. We even got like other films that had bad Sonic in it, which is incredible.
Oh, the Chip and Dale.
Yes, Rangers.
Actually, me and Jay watched it. It wasn't bad.
I heard that it was good. Yeah, give us. You know what? Here, there. Review time. Tell us about Chip and Dale.
Okay, so what I will say, if you're expecting like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, you're gonna get those type of vibes there. But one thing I will say, I'm going to just put my two cents on this. I did not like the idea of having Peter Pan be the main villain, only due to the fact of the dark side of Disney, due to the original person that played Peter Pan back in the 50s, I think it was. By the time he reached puberty, Disney had dropped him like a hotcake. He went through some tough shit, ended up drug overdosing. Aww. His mom did not find out about his death until maybe a year or so after the fact. Oh, and he was back, wow, practically a John Doe. So because of that dark past, I feel like it was really poor taste for Disney to be like, we're going to have Peter Pan be the main villain. And he kind of went through a similar background. Oof. And I'm like, you guys couldn't even be more subtle.
Disney being tone deaf? Never.
It is morally correct to bully Disney.
It is morally correct and encouraged. Especially during Pride Month. Let's fucking go. Mm-hmm. But we did get lesbians in Buzz Lightyear, so.
Yes.
I need to watch that.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been hearing some shit.
I heard it was
not that good.
I don't care. We got space lesbians. I'm gonna give them the money anyway. God damn it. I hate you, Disney, but here, take my mousy dollars just because there's lesbians.
Michael Mouse
out of
say his whole freaking government
team.
Michael Rodent.
It's Michael Mortimer J. Mouse, something like that. Michael Mortimer, something else, whatever.
Michael Rat.
No.
Not Michael. Oh shit, a rat.
Oh, rat. No, it's a rat.
A New York rat.
Pizza rat.
Yeah. Pizza rat.
He just tried to feed his family.
I know. There was actually a sequel to Pizza Rat. Was it last year?
It was Avocado Rat.
Avocado Rat, yes.
Not the Avocado Rat.
Yes. Avocado. Actually, do you remember where that was?
I don't know.
That sounds like some Queens shit, honestly, if there was an Avocado involved.
Avocado.
A fresh Avocado.
Right? Like, shoot, I'm pretty sure that was a vegan rat. Anywho. But yes, definitely, I do recommend watching Chip and Dale. Just even for nostalgic purposes, just go ahead and do it. Plus, there's Ugly Sonic, because technically Disney could not say that was the former Sonic in their movie. So, that's
nice. The furry formerly known as Sonic.
Yeah, it was so, I was like, they didn't do it. I think they did. Yes, they did. They did. Okay.
It was Sonic.
Mm-hmm. That's Sonic, all right. And they keep saying Ugly Sonic. That way they don't get fucking fined.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
It's great.
Yeah, Sonic. Sonic Frontiers is happening. What else we got? We got another, is it a new Cuphead or expansion on Cuphead? Yeah, I know that's happening.
Cuphead, Holy Grail.
Yes, the Delicious Last Course or whatever. Yeah. Like, I think it's the official name. Callisto Protocol. Am I the only horror nerd here?
Yeah, buddy,
that shit looks gnarly. Like, okay, so I love Dead Space, but I don't support Dead Space anymore because one of the writers is a dickhead. But super excited for Callisto Protocol. It looks gnarly.
That too.
Oh, I actually, fun fact, in a previous life under a different name, I may or may not have gotten into a fight with the head writer on Dead Space on a live podcast.
Ooh.
I may have called him a bald-headed bitch on a live podcast.
It is morally correct to do so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can stop me.
Exactly.
God of War. I believe we got more updates on God of War.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yes.
Yes.
Can't wait.
I know.
I mean, granted, I still haven't even played the last God of War.
Need to. It is so good. And also with your thing for like deep boomy voices, Kratos is
I heard.
Oh.
It's like, Father, how could you do this to me? You see, son.
He's just like, boy. I'm like, what?
I'm like, just looking at my organs, like, shut up.
He's like, boy, I'm like, wow, I'm pregnant. I don't even have a uterus anymore. Incredible.
It's like,
I mean, he's a god, so I feel like, honestly, in terms of things that are feasible, that's pretty up there on the list. So, but he'd be fine.
I just want to slap his bald head.
I really thought you were to end that sentence about four syllables earlier, and I was like, I want to slap his what?
I mean,
TOS.
Kratos, honey, it's 4 p.m. Time for your CBT.
I'm with it.
You ever sack tapped a deity?
Ooh. Just give me a rubber glove. Give me 15 minutes. Gabby check.
Just be like, this gonna be quick.
It's gonna be quick and painless. Don't worry about it.
Look like the nurse on the Blink 182 freaking.
Oh yeah, the fucking cover like.
Just be like, time to go goblin.
It's Morbin time.
The return of Goosh Goosh.
Oh my God. I love Goosh Goosh. That never gets less funny, honestly. It's a piece of art. I'm really sad that wasn't one of my shows. Speaking of Goosh Goosh in general horniness, Dragon Age. We've got more information on Dragon Age 4? Is that what we're at? I didn't know they could count that high, honestly. I thought they like choked after 3 every time. Which admittedly is better than Steam, who chokes after 2. So. Half-Life, please. We have more Dragon Age Dreadwolf, I believe, is the new name on there. I know they replaced a few of the actors because of shitheads, because, you know, people can't just be quiet on Al Gore's internet. So those are the big ones that I can think of. The Wholesome Director is a bunch of little indie games. If you haven't checked that out, you absolutely should. Any other pressing, like, gaming news? I know everyone's really excited for Shredders. What's up, Ellie?
There's Throverwatch stuff. Junker Queen. Junker Queen, if you're available on Friday, I am available too.
When's Marvel though? When's Marvel?
Marvel?
Marvel.
Oh,
Marvel.
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 Oh shoot.
But yeah, they announced the 34th hero, Junker Queen, earlier this month.
Is it like Junkrat with tits? Because I haven't seen it, because I honestly don't keep up with Overwatch. Hold on, let me pull this up here.
Tits.
Hang on, if you're saying she's hot, so let's get a like live reaction here.
For people who play Apex, think Mad Maggie.
Fair. Or
Chad Maggie.
Woo! All right, so for ease of convenience, give me 1 second. I'm going to post an image in our Zoom.
Oh, is this like Joker Queen?
Hey, all right, so for those of you on your end over there who have not seen it, I have posted it in our Zoom chat, so feel free to live react to Hot Babes. God damn, exactly.
Junker Queen.
The
beta for the next beta for Overwatch will be launching on, I think, June 28th.
I'd be a beta for her, honestly, it's fine.
Yeah, and they also announced like how the game, obviously, the game's gonna be free to play. This is gonna be free to play. Overwatch 2 is gonna be free to play. They're going to launch story mode, I think, in next year, but like definitely like free-to-play mode just to like play with like against online people is just going to be
real-time toxicity. Let's fucking go.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to release a new hero along with, so base game is going to have all the original 32 plus Sojourn plus Junker Queen and another healer, I think.
Are there really that many? Are there really 34 characters now? Jesus 34. Christ.
Yes.
Damn.
I know, right? I'm just happy that they're Junker Queens.
Aww.
I'm excited now. Honestly, I'm not going to play it, but I'm going to admire from a distance and enjoy the copious amounts of Rule 34 that show up on Twitter.
Oh, yes. Yes, crazy. Yes, crazy.
Of course. Lord.
I have one.
Ooh. Yes.
Concerning Steam's inability to count after 2. Their inability in this case is not counting before 3. So they're gonna have Persona 3, 4, and 5.
Yep.
So now people who own PC and Xbox can now do what Sony console havers have been doing for years, which is play a damn Persona game.
Yep. That's true.
I could finally play Persona.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's interesting because they went with the portable version of 3 instead of FES, which I understand why. So for anyone who doesn't know, basically Persona 3 FES has like the greatest amount of spaghetti code in a like AAA game known to man. Like they don't ever reuse a model twice. So like there's just like thousands of copies of models in it. It's just, it's bloated. It's atrocious. Like it's hysterical how badly fucking designed that game is. So the portable was more appealing on a broad scale than trying to fix the actual full scale version.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Good job, Atlas. We love you. We love you here.
Atlas gives what the fans want. Except for you can't date Ryuji, but that's fine. Well, we know they're homophobic.
It is. It's truly an act of homophobia because we also can't date Yosuke. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm singing.
Like, you know what? Even if we can't date him, we all know it's canon in our hearts.
Oh God, what song? What am I singing?
We sing.
Oh, Ellie, you got karaoke'd.
We sing.
Just Ellie, fortunately. Currently. Also, posture checks. Okay. Also, oh, someone hit no cursing. Suck my dick. Don't be homophobic.
Oh God, what song am I singing?
Whatever you want. Karaoke. The rules are: it is dealer's choice.
It's emo night too. Oh no.
Is it emo?
That was a question, not a statement. So feel free to, you can emo if you want, and it doesn't have to be a full song. You can give us just like a chorus or a verse. Spit some bars at us.
I don't know why Bakumitai always sends me.
Honestly, Bakumitai is kind of my go-to too, so I feel that, like, let it wing.
Enough.
I'm gonna need for you to get out of my head, Bakumitai. It's really a moon. I'll be a
Don't make us go get the bottle of olive oil like we did for Jordan.
Ew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because it's always, I was singing earlier. We were singing Halo. We were singing
Halo.
Halo.
Yeah.
We were singing Halo.
You got this. I believe in you.
Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down. They didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. It's funny to miss you.
Yes!
Out of doubt. Standing in the light of your halo. I've got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking is the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out.
Nice!
I'm surrounded by your eyes. Baby, I can feel your halo. You know you're my saving grace. For everything I need to find, it's written all over your face. Baby, I can see your halo.
Kitchen. All right, so we got a group karaoke now because Kitchen ain't shit.
Yeah, not the group karaoke.
Okay.
What do we all know?
Now
that song's in my head.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, does everyone know Bakumitai?
I don't really know it that well.
That is a hate crime.
No one asked you, Cujo. You want to fucking talk shit? You can unmute yourself in this fucking Zoom. Otherwise, shut the fuck up.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This is my show tonight. It's
Thursday.
You tell me nothing.
It's Thursday.
It's pretty gay. Oh, it's Pride too. It's extra gay.
Very, very gay.
Wait, it is Out of Touch Thursday. Does everyone know Out of Touch?
You're out.
Yeah, you can go for the chorus. It's fine.
Does
everyone here know that song? No?
Well, I know. You're Out of Touch. That's the only part I know.
Really? What is wrong with y'all? All right. Yara can say whatever the hell Yara wants.
Right.
Suck on the fattest part of my ass is what you can do. Now you're just going to make me get creative with my insults.
What about...
Pick a song that has copious F words just to be spiteful.
Anything from...
Wait, there's a Carol on Tuesday song.
Fucking bullshit.
show, fucker. bullshit.
We have a song I made up.
What the?
Y'all broke the camera again.
Oh no.
Oh, Ellie. Oh, Ellie got the pro strats. The power of Christ compels you. Oh, there you go. You're good. Ellie got the magic fingers.
Right? Hey.
We have that song I made up.
Which one?
I got mini sodas. I got mini sodas.
Mini sodas. I got mini sodas.
I got mini sodas for sale. Only two for a dollar. I got some ice cold water. Also $1.
School.
Only $1.
$1.
Look, y'all got like three parts of a song. That counts as one full song. Oh, not the. Okay, so there it happened. Moving on to our next topic. What do we have next? I believe up next was Ellie's portion, which is our summer of anime reviews. Brooklyn. Oh no, Asia, you still got Brooklyn Comic Con.
Right. Okay, so I'll talk about it briefly because I was only there for Saturday. When did that take place? A couple weeks ago.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yes. So I was there on Saturday. I'm going to say it like this. It was a very interesting setup because it was set up in like a warehouse situation, like three floors. As soon as you walk in, if you go to the second floor, it's like the artist slash dealer's room. The top floor. What was on the top floor?
I don't even know. I wasn't
there. No, I'm trying to remember for myself. Top floor. Panels were happening. And at the bottom floor, I don't remember. Anywho, like it was actually pretty good. Definitely very crowded. It was mostly line con for like 3.5 hours before I finally got in.
Was it worse than anime NYC or just as bad?
The difference was it wasn't brick cold.
Oh, you're right.
So it wasn't as bad.
Wasn't as bad, but still WTF.
It would have been worse if it was like humid as fuck.
It was drizzling.
It
stopped though midway through, and then I was just kind of standing online going, what's my life turned into? Let's see. Phil Lamar was there. I saw like the last tidbit of him because I was just all over the place looking at different artists and things like that. Definitely, if you're just starting out and you want to sell merch, definitely hit up Brooklyn Comic Con because every artist of every level is there.
Yes. I will be there next year.
Yes,
God willing.
I sold there once last year, but I feel like I'm gonna return next year because I have to like get my shit together.
So what I'm hearing is Kitty Ellie Power Booth, right?
Yes.
Power Booth for the power bottoms.
The coochies of the round table, fucking.
I gotta make merch for that part.
Otherwise, it was fine. They were serving food, things like that. It wasn't that expensive compared to MAMIC. Definitely a good start out con if you're interested. Just the only downside was it was a little too small and the line was just ridiculously long for the wait.
It used to happen in the Brooklyn Expo Center, which is pretty big, but it closed down.
Yeah, so then they ended up switching to this random warehouse that's fucking just small.
It's a warehouse. That's where you take photos.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the photo shoot place.
It's weird. The level, like the first two levels are fine. That's warehouse size. By the time you get to the basement, it just turns into a horror film. But definitely, pretty nice start out. Just, definitely, I hope they move, but they probably won't. But definitely check it out next year.
Yeah.
Cute little summer con to start.
Yay. I love the little cons. There's like a certain personality and charm there that you don't get from like the big cons anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it might be a line con, but it's not like you're having to like brawl your way through the Javits. So.
Right. Right. Also,
Lamar was there.
Yes.
Yeah. Occasionally you'll get those, like, they have their whole budget for one guest.
Yes.
That's always a good one.
Yes. Although I did hear, unfortunately, toward the end of the con that someone had stole money from one of the vendors.
Aww.
And Phil Lamar himself.
Wow.
No joke.
Do you know what I would pay to see Phil Lamar square up with a nerd who tried to run his pockets?
Yo, facts.
I would pay any amount.
I felt so bad for the man. I was like, what the fuck? But at least the cherry on top was me walking into his panel at the very last minute and hearing him go ecstatic shock. And I'm like, my heart has been filled. I don't need anything more in my life. I love you. But that's fine. Yeah. Well, Brooklyn Comic Con in a nutshell.
Yay! So, Ellie, what have you got for us about the summer 2022 anime lineup?
Almost, I am mad at summer 2022. I don't know what it is with summer anime, but it's always just like, meh.
Yeah.
But this summer is nothing but either isekai or isekai.
With a sprinkle of Tokyo Mew Mew.
Yeah, with a sprinkle of Tokyo Mew Mew, a sprinkle of, there's stuff that's returning. Like, let me, I had to pull up the list because like I forgot off the top of my head. All right, yeah. So. The Devil is a Part-Timer is coming back.
Yes! I'm actually really excited for this one.
Devil is a Part-Timer is coming back. Rent a Girlfriend Season 2. I need to watch the first season.
Oh, God.
Overlord Season 4 is coming out.
Let's fucking go!
Is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon? I think Season 4.
It's very wrong to pick up.
It's actually pretty wrong. I don't know. I don't care.
Why would you pick up girls in a dungeon when there's perfectly fuckable monsters?
Exactly!
Let's
just go after the monster
boys. Classroom of the Elite Season 2. Made in the Abyss, I think that's also Season 2.
I think we're getting a video. I'm actually looking. I think we're getting another film for Made in Abyss.
Oh. Gotcha.
I believe that's what it was. I don't know. Like, my friend voices one of the main characters, and I think I remember seeing a tweet about it. I think it was a film. Don't quote me on that.
Call of the Night. I've heard really good things about it from Giguk.
Yes.
Giguk, if you're there, congratulations on your marriage.
How much do we trust a man who proudly calls his own podcast Trash Taste, though?
But that's true.
It's true.
Trust your boy right here for anime shit. Follow me on YouTube. YouTube.com/LEGyear. All right, what else? What else did I say that I was interested in?
I think Mew Mew was like the big one.
My God, Mew Mew. Rest in peace to Mia Ikumi. She passed away earlier this year. She was the illustrator of Tokyo Mew Mew. Like, I was distraught. I was crying that day when I found out. I'm like, that was my childhood. So I'm just like, I'm glad that she was still an integral part of the series. So she at least, she actually went out in a good fashion, where at least things were done and handled.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, now I'm getting emotional. Damn.
No, you did your makeup.
I know, right?
Zoom is only going to cover the streaks so much. Fan it.
Right.
So something we talked about when we were planning this episode, back to like the whole like we're pissed at summer thing. Like, summer is always like your filler. Like, this is where it's like, here's where we put like our third string. Like, because we know like it's kind of like fashion where like spring and fall are your big lines where you bring out like the big guns. And like your summer's filler, then you got like your winter, like you'll have a couple holiday OVAs and a couple like little bullshit like interim things. But like, I feel like summer and winter seasons, eh.
Oh no, they froze.
Oh no.
Am I good?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, that was all I had to say on that.
Yeah, internet connection
was
stable. They lied to us.
Oh, is that y'all?
I think so.
Y'all breaking on? God damn it.
I hope not.
Can't have shit in this house. That's homophobic. It's Pride Month.
It really is.
It's okay. You guys sound good now. You're sounding stable, so.
Okay.
So, like, there was some other stuff that was coming out in the summer. Hold on. What else did I see? Oh, yeah. Prince of Tennis is coming back.
Yes.
Also, can we talk about the fact that they were doing all of them? And my boy Jonah Scott is making the dinosaurs go extinct. Are you kidding me? We love that for him.
You are automatically gay if you like.
If you like Jonah Scott, you're automatically gay.
Yes, that's very true. Automatically.
He's an angel, and he is bisexual. So, fellas, it's only half gay.
It's half gay. It's half gay. They said that for an original network, the ONA, whatever it's called. Is coming out in summer. Kakegurui Twin is coming out. That's like the side story of Kakegurui.
Yeah, it's for Mary, I think.
Yeah, yes. For Mary, yes.
Hell yeah.
What else is interesting?
There's another series that's coming to fucking like Netflix. I'm trying to remember what it was.
I don't remember what it
was. Cyberpunk.
I said Cyberpunk.
I feel like there's another, hold on. We're going to pull up a list here. I don't want Crunchyroll because I don't actually care about them. Anime News Network.
Yes, exactly.
Here we go.
Oh yeah, Dr. Stone's coming out with a special. Oh.
Yes, we're getting more specials on that.
I'm excited, and I think there's a side, another like OVA for Tony Kaku Kawaii.
Yes,
I love that thing. It's just so. I'm still not over the fact that his name is, the main character's name is NASA, pronounced, well, Hoshizora pronounced NASA.
NASA. Oh, we're getting the second season of Shadow's House. That's the other one we're getting. It's pretty good, honestly. I watched a little bit of it, like, in what little free time we got. And no, you're right, it was a we are getting a second season and a video game for Maiden Abyss. Oh, we're getting a Ruby special, I think.
Yes.
Yes, I see that.
Right? Remember, we were all like, what's happening here, please?
Yeah.
Monty Ohm,
may he rest in peace. Rip. But they literally took that show and dragged it to film.
They dragged it.
Oh, another season of Love Live! Superstar. I don't even know who any of these bitches are anymore, because they're not the Niku Niku Ni.
Niku Niku Ni.
But yeah, like, the thing that bothers me, like as Riara said, like, it's just always the fact that summer is just always left in the dust.
It's always isekai.
But, like, I am excited for fall. We're going to talk a little bit more about fall when fall gets there, but...
Mm-hmm. Still waiting for that Yuri on Ice.
Maybe before we're all old and gray.
I mean,
literally, they gave us a teaser 2 years ago, Thanksgiving, about the damn movie.
Yo,
and we starving out here.
Yeah, starving. And I'm just like, if you're gonna finish the movie, just finish it. And it's like, MAPPA's like, we have too many good things happening right now.
MAPPA's like, I'm sorry, we're drowning in cash. We can't hear you.
Yep. Yeah, Map was like, I'm trying to animate Gojo's eyelashes. So,
ooh, Kitty, you gotta say something soft and cuddly about yourself.
Me?
Cool. Yeah, you. Barry got you with that one. You gotta give us like a cute, tender secret about yourself. It doesn't have to be super secret, but it's gotta be something like cute and wholesome.
Damn, that's gonna be hard.
You're full of wholesome!
Not really. Well, I guess,
Mom, you're cringing.
Oh no.
Do not kill the cringe. Kill the part of you that cringes.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
I guess I
sleep with a stuffed animal. Have like read poetry. Mom walks on the beach. Nothing.
Oh. So if there's a child in the park alone, I'll make sure the parent gets to him.
Oh. That's really cute.
That's only because, like, I don't like seeing children get hurt.
See, that's soft. That's soft as fuck.
Children get hurt.
See, we love that.
It bothers me. Like, I can't watch any horror movies with children in it.
See, me, but with dogs. Like, I always have to look up on films, like, on the, like, doesthedogdie.com. I'm like, I gotta know before I go into anything. Emotionally can't do it.
See any animals or children... or people with disabilities, Gary. It's it's too much. But yeah, that's it. It's pretty plain. That's all.
So let's see, what do we have next? We were talking about the Sonic Challenge. So I know we have a couple of our runners for the Sonic Challenge in here. I know we have a few in chat. So if anyone in chat who did not get me their updates on where they're at in their fucking queues, if you guys want to sound off in chat, Ellie, Asia, I know y'all are a little slow starting, but there's still,
there's
6 days left in the month.
Yeah. And, same here.
Exit to the Light. I'm going to say I like patchouli better because one, I like the way it smells better. And two, I'm a Toho fan and patchouli is best girl. We could have gone with Bad Apple for our group karaoke.
True.
Rip.
Okay.
So, yeah, Sonic.
Sonic. So,
Sonic.
I think it's awesome.
I like Sonic.
It's only been 30 years.
I know.
Sonic's younger than me, and that makes me so sad. Oh, okay, yeah. I see a few of you in chat. Like, Cujo, how's your Sonic marathon going?
Yeah, I see.
I know Doug's here. He did a lot. Bone's been killing it.
Doug's working his ass off.
Doug and Bone have been killing it.
They've been killing it.
Bone's mad because he wanted to challenge me. Like, if everyone else finished their shit by the end of the month, I would stream. And I'm like, y'all ain't getting nothing out of me because ain't nobody finishing on time except for maybe Bones and maybe Doug.
Yep, I mean, we're definitely going to have to redo this whole thing next year.
Next year? Why don't we start planning in, like, March?
Yeah.
Good show.
Yep. The earlier we plan, the way
better. Fewer games, too.
Fewer games.
Fewer games, please. Fewer games.
Oh, jeez.
Fewer games.
But I also feel like you guys can still stream even in July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mr. Bones Wild Ride never ends.
No, I'm definitely going to play Sonic.
Yeah.
I'm meant to complete Sonic Riders. I have not completed it.
I mean, I want to complete at least one of the Sonic games. And besides, you know, ain't nothing better than me struggling through playing a video game. I get very animated very quickly, and I feel like I die on the inside.
Ooh, a 24-hour stream for 06. Oh.
You know what? Say when. If it's on, like, a weekend, I will absolutely, like, roll through.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. We got to, like, can we abuse Cujo during his talk?
Always. It is morally correct and ethically correct to abuse Cujo.
We're gonna, like, permanently have him not talk.
Oh my god.
And no cussing.
24 hours of dead silence.
It's just gonna be skitty cam.
Skitty cam.
Pure skitty cam.
You're gonna claim hi, I'm new, like, three times.
Oh my god.
You know what? For that stream, I will turn off the caps on. Oh no, wait, if it's on his stream, I can't turn off the caps. But I don't think he put the caps on his. So good luck. Have fun.
Let's spam hi, I'm new every 3 hours.
24 hours of suffering. But yeah, so I know we're only a week, or we have, like, a week left in the month, but I think we're about halfway through from what I've seen of people completing things. Hang on. Yeah, it looks like from what I've seen of everyone, like, I know Squid's been doing his work in between his copious amounts of Arceus. Fuck off, Vaughn. Everybody sit up.
Thank you, Lon.
And the groans. The camera!
Oh, no.
You got kitty hand for free?
Nothing.
All right, Ellie, use the magic fingers. There you go. She reminds me of, like, they remind me of, like, Jurassic World. Like, taming camera raptors. Look what you did, Vaughn. What else we got? We have... Blurred and DreamCon.
Oh, I did not.
I was still blurring.
I didn't get to go to those. We're still blurring.
Oh, DreamCon. Oh, they're next month.
Yeah, they're next month. So I think this is upcoming plans. Like, who's showing up?
I'm going to DreamCon, CloutCon. I mean,
CloutCon.
How is this still not happening? All right, Ellie, finger the camera again.
Damn.
Oh. I think we might have a winner. A little bit more. Gentle, you gotta ease it in. It's thinking about it. There, oh, nope. Okay, so Blurred has been abandoned. So we have DreamCon happening. And I believe our feet on the street there is gonna be Ellie. Ellie, tell us a little bit about your plans, your cosplays, what you're gonna do, who you gonna hit on.
Who am I gonna hit on?
Who are you barking at and getting signatures from? Like, give us your rundown. What is your plans? Because we'll recap on this when you get back.
So DreamCon. I don't know why, but, like, I have gripes with it, but, like, I remember when, like, the first ticket set, a round of tickets went off, I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna try to get a VIP. I'm gonna try to do this. Everything sold out within 3 minutes except general admission. So I'm just like, you know what?
The same reason why I don't go every year, because they're always sold out, and I'm like,
you know what's the worst part about DreamCon right now? They keep doing, like, oh, win two tickets to do this, that, and the third, like, smash tournaments, this, that. Yeah, no, really, I'm dead serious. I was looking at their Instagram today. They were doing a smash tournament online, and they said if you win the tournament, you win two tickets. What?
If all I had to do was not shower to go to a con, like, that'd be easy as fuck. Like,
it would be.
Right. But yes, I'm gonna fly in on Thursday. I took the day off, yes. And then coming back on that Monday. So throughout the whole weekend, I'm gonna be cosplaying as Hermes Costello from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 6. Because yeah, we gotta have to. I gotta get the full locks in. Yeah. Mirko returns.
Hell yeah.
Unfortunately, no Tim's because it's gonna be too hot. I would like to. But it's sundress season. I just need another sundress. And I don't know color. I might just wear the black one that I had for that one picture that I had. Yeah. Y'all know the one.
Yeah. Them all.
I will. And Yor Forger from Spy Family.
I'm so excited for your Yor.
You're on the floor.
You're on the floor. I see what you did. You heard of Elf on the Shelf, but have you heard of You're on the Floor?
Oh, yours just there drunk twerking.
Yeah, no, oh no, that's fair.
I mean, it's true though.
Yeah, yours just here so she don't get fined.
Yes, but yeah, I'm excited because this is my first con out of state, out of like the New York tri-state area. Yes, this is my very first con.
Yay!
This is my first con that I'm going to by myself without anyone else that I know, that like literally by myself. I'm just like, oh shit.
You've got your own room though. You don't have to worry about roommates snoring or stealing your food.
No, I'm actually rooming with like some other people that
know.
But like, it's still fine. I'm just like that.
Texas is fun.
But yeah, people that are gonna be there, Zena Robinson's gonna be there, Aniris. Kim Yonis is going to be there. AJ Beckles is going to be there. Gabe Kunda is going to be there.
Caleb
City is going to be there. Dante is going to be there. Kate Vader is going to be there.
Yep.
I'm just naming a whole lot of
the veritable who's who.
Yeah.
This is literally Clout Con, guys.
Yeah, it really
Clout Con. RCD one.
It's their con. Yeah, RDC World made this con. Like, yo. I'm excited to claim my clout points.
Yeah.
I could finally be put on the sentence.
Facts. Yeah. Facts.
I gotta get more business cards.
Yes.
Print them this week.
We are not sponsored by Vistaprint. I'm joking.
No, I'm not. I wish they were.
Vistaprint, call me.
Oh, Vistaprint, call me. Canva, call me.
I mean, if anyone in the chat wants to donate to LEG here.
You can donate to their Ko-fi account.
Yes,
donate
please.
To their Ko-fi.
I have a Cash App, LEMG, just like my Instagram.
Yep.
Which reminds me, Mads, I don't think I ever saw any of those shout outs. So if you get on that.
Well, where are them shout outs? That's mad homophobic, you guys.
Right? It's Pride Month. Disgusting.
All right.
So we've got DreamCon. Apparently BlurredCon has been scratched from the Geeks docket for the year in favor of Otakon. However, our Otakon reps are not here, so I'm going to tell y'all to sit down, shut up. Etchy Expo!
Woo!
Etchy Expo in December. If y'all ain't there, you gay. And I mean that in the derogatory gay. I don't mean that in the endearing, positive, affirmative gay. Etchy Expo is going to be an 18+ hentai and etchy specific convention in San Marcos, Texas. Yavey is a fucking guest. I will have Prince. The whole squad gonna be gooning it up in Texas. We'll be having a great time. Y'all can come hang out with me and
You better go.
I believe Vaughn's going.
You better go.
I'm pretty sure like everybody, like except for Eric, is going.
Yeah, unfortunately, Eric is busy with life.
I'm gonna haul.
I mean, December's a long way, so we'll see. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna haul ass and make sure that I'm there. I don't care. Like, same. I don't care. I really do not care because, like, my job is like very government adjacent. So,
I mean, I'm ready to mentally put my time out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've already got my time off secured there. I may have another convention coming up in November, but until I get confirmation on that, we're just gonna.
Ooh, okay,
No
idea.
But Yara is cross country trotting these days. You know, staying busy, staying lewd.
Oh. Big pimping,
Yara's got some big things in the works. I'm very excited. Like, so if anyone here is a fan of VTubers, specifically of the hentai persuasion, Project Melody has a game coming out, and you can hear my touches on that game because I will be directing the voice work on it. So let's fucking go. But yeah, Etchy Expo. It's always filled with a shit ton of OnlyFans cosplayers, like Bishojo Mom was there last year, Midna Ash, a whole lot of babes. Yeah, Ash was there, I believe, last year. I don't know who's coming this year. I know they've only announced two guests so far. That would be myself and Akuji Saito, who's another Not Safe for Work VA. But if you want to hang out with the geeks, and more importantly, if you want to hang out with Yara, Etchy Expo's I will be there for a couple extra days beyond that. I think I'm going down. I'm either flying down on Wednesday or Thursday and then flying back on Monday because I'm going to touch base with my VA friends and catch up because everybody lives in Texas and Yara is on the East Coast. But, yes, so that covers our conventions, I think. Anyone else have any pressing conventions coming up this year?
Was that Anime NYC?
Oh, true. Anime NYC is a thing.
Which, yeah, I mean... If you guys don't already know, the 3-day tickets are currently sold out because they decided, let's just have a rollout of tickets in like, was it March or April?
It was the last day of March.
And I'm just like, you're not, the convention doesn't start until November. Why are you giving people a case of FOMO right now? There is no need for this. No guests were even announced yet.
There was only like one or two.
That's my favorite. Like, come to this con. Who's going to be there? We don't know yet. But it'll be great.
The only ones that were announced were, I think, Max Middleman and Anyako.
Yes.
Max is pretty great, though. So, like, fair.
So badly.
So
I want for him to sign my, if I ever have like a poster of like Ito from Genshin Impact, yes. I want him to sign
it. Oh, right. He is Ito, isn't he?
And I want Anyako to sign yet another Raiden Shogun thing because I have been shining.
I mean.
The thirsty.
Let's see, Friday Saturday tickets are still available, only for individual days only. And yeah, that's it so far. I think I'll just pay for a Saturday ticket because last year was actually pretty decent, other than it being LionCon in the very beginning.
Yeah. I'm going two of the 3 days. The first day I'm going with my best friend, it is her first con. Yay. Hopefully I'm going to be applying to do, I applied to do so much shit for Anime NYC. I applied to be an influencer. I'm going to apply for press. I'm going to apply to do a panel.
Shoot your shot from every angle. One of them's got a swish, right?
Got an answer somehow. Yeah. Like for the past couple of years, I claimed myself as Anime NYC's unofficial hype man.
True.
I want to be the official hype man.
Right? Like, get that on paper. Get a signed contract. Get that money.
Tatara, if you're listening, call me. Well, not don't call me, but so.
Have your people call my people. And by that, I mean message me on Discord.
Yes, exactly. Have Leftfield Media contact me via email, please.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, I'm also considering, I may go to NeuroCon Con. Yay. We'll think about it.
That's a streak of masochism right there.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I
haven't been there.
I went last year because I was bored. I wanted to see how it would have compared for like COVID compared to Anime NYC. And for some reason, New York Comic Con did excellent when it came to like COVID procedures and stuff last year. And I only went on Sunday and it was like
immaculate.
It was immaculate. It was quiet.
Thank God.
Damn.
I know, right?
I would say. Meanwhile, at Anime NYC security by Sunday, you weren't here. I don't know who you are, whatever. Ba ba ba. You go through. I didn't see you.
Fuck that security.
I did not go because I did not feel safe. Oh, because I knew they were gonna half ass all that shit.
Oh no, they gotta hire like better security this year. Else I'm sadly might not return.
Yeah.
That's home con. That really is home con. Con.
Yeah. They really got the Omari on there.
So let's take this to a lighter, more enjoyable topic.
Yes.
How are we feeling about Hoochie Daddy Summer?
Oof.
That's what I thought.
I need to see all of the 3-inch inseam shorts.
Okay.
All of them. if you are masculine presenting, wear them short shorts.
It does not matter what kind of mask you are. You can be twink, you can be a bear, you can be a twunk, you can be a himbo, you can be an otter. I ain't picky. I'm trying to see them fucking yams.
I'm trying to see them yeets.
See all just, the yeeks.
Just them yeeks, just hanging out the bottom. It's like under boob, but for the ass. And then like 70s basketball shorts where they got that like curve up and it like it cuts it. They got that relief cut in the side, so you know the
coochie cutters at that.
The they jogging down the street and they're like little workout groups just.
Yes.
Love it here. Love that. Love that for us.
Daisy Dukes. Oof. If they get to be blessed by sundress season, I need to be also blessed. I need to be double breasted. Double blessed.
For those of us who are queer, we get it all.
Yep.
Sundress season, hoochie man summer. Hoochie daddy summer.
I think, honestly, I feel like hoochie daddy summer is actually probably one of the most feminist movements in a while because it gives us completely egalitarian, like, this is equality at its finest. Like, if we out here objectifying the femme bodies in dresses, in sundresses specifically, we also get the AMABs. The mask presenters, we get them all in them hoochie daddy shorts with them
and I don't
tree
want
trunk thighs.
And I don't want to hear no big dudes being like, I can't wear shorts. Wear the shorts.
Let me see that belly.
There's 5-inch inseams for a reason as well.
No, you wear those threes. Like,
oh, you wear the threes?
We die like men.
Wear the threes.
Mm. I don't care if you a big boy. That's fine.
We gotta act like thighs and that belly.
I order Dave's triples at Wendy's. You don't fucking scare me.
Mm. But you gotta act. We gotta act like flies, like how they do when they just be like,
"Yo, facts."
I like how Kitty didn't go fly. Kitty went full Birdman. Just
that is also true. Birdman.
Yeah, the Birdman just
facts.
But yes, we love that, and you know what? Honestly. You know what pairs really well with a nice 3-inch inseam short? Yeah. A crop top.
Oh, yes. Crop top.
If you're scared, first of all, I already been dancing this whole fucking stream, so fuck you. Second of all, if you're scared of committing to just a bare crop top, a longtime friend of the show, Trevor. Trevor makes this incredible crop top in unisex sizes that is a crop top with fishnet mesh for the lower half. And it's got the peaches on it. So the brand's name is Offbeat Peach. It is a great Babby's first crop top. And if you a big boy, I don't care. I'm trying to see that shit still.
Booty sweat shorts.
There you go, Will. You got camel dances. So yes, hold on. I will actually, let me grab us a link for longtime homie of the stream, Trevor's brand, Offbeat Peach. I believe he actually does have shorts that say booty sweat on them.
Ooh, I'm into it.
Hold on, let's pull up Trevor's. Oh no, Trevor's got some cute new shit. But specifically, I am referring to the Oshiri Culture crop top, which is back available for pre-order. There you go. You know what I personally have this crop top, and I absolutely love it.
You know what I also like when it comes to like hoochie daddy shorts? I don't know what it is.
Everything.
Shirts like this.
The I'm outside grilling button ups.
Yes, yes.
But it's gotta be unbuttoned, just one button too low.
One button.
And just if one too many past taste.
One too many. It gotta reach like the blue.
It gotta go down to the cleavage.
Gotta reach the cleavage.
And I gotta see all the hair.
All the hair.
Mm. And then you gotta push your glasses up like this.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then I gotta pretend like I didn't see none.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That peripheral kicks in though.
The shoes have to be either slip-ons.
The boat shoes.
Sandals? Boat shoes? Yes, I said Jesus sandals. Yes, I did. Y'all wearing your Jesus sandals.
That's fine. We're not picky on that. But if you're wearing the Jesus sandals, men, it ain't gay to go get a goddamn pedicure. I don't want to see your fucking ashy ass feet.
I want to see Jesus sandals, but I also want to see clean toenails.
I want to see clean toenails, and if the back of your foot looks like a block of Parmesan, scrub that shit.
Yeah. Soak it, scrub it.
Go get a cheese grater, just file that shit off. You're going to be fine. You're going to thank me when you got them soft puppies. Them dogs no longer barking.
Yes. They have this product called Baby Feet. Buy them.
Yes.
It peels it off. by the baby feet.
Oh. Be warned, it's going to look like your skin is literally dissolving off. Because it is.
Yes.
But it's dead skin, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
Leave your baggage and leave your nasty-ass dead foot skin back in the past. Yeah. We're moving forward. We got nice feet. We got short shorts. We got the Jesus sandals. We got the crop tops. Like,
it's also nice to have like a nice watch
accessory.
And it doesn't have to be like a fancy brand. It's just gonna be like a nice clean. Like, there's some tasteful Casios out there on a budget.
Casio, get a nice Casio, or get the Cuban links. Ooh. The Cuban links. The
Cuban links are always nice.
The Cuban links. It's very summer. Get a nice 14-inch Cuban link. It doesn't necessarily have to be, it's almost choker length, but it's very summer, since it's like right here. It's very summer.
And it works really well with that slightly unbuttoned shirt. Mm-hmm. Sensational.
Exactly. If you're a bucket hat person, bucket hats are nice. Bucket hats.
I've seen one of them in the park already.
Oh.
You saw a bucket hat hoochie daddy?
I saw this during the heat wave.
Ooh.
That we had when it was 91 degrees.
Oh,
that was like the 31st.
Yeah, I was just in the park, and I was just like, ooh. He wasn't wearing the shorts, but he was wearing like the ripped jeans. The
That's fine too.
A crisp white button down, blue chain.
Ooh. All right.
And then he looked my way, and I pretended like I didn't see
it. I pretend not to see it.
But also, like, with the whole Hoochie Daddy season and crop top season, make sure you put on some damn sunscreen. Facts. I don't want y'all burning and bubbling.
Don't buy the cheap shit. Get the stuff that actually moisturizes.
Facts.
Get yourself some, like, banana boat.
Get the banana boat. You always get a smell right.
Exactly.
Get beach bum.
Beach bum is good, too.
Beach bum is good, too.
They have black girl sunscreen.
Yes,
black
girl. Yes.
Melanated.
Yes.
Black girl sunscreen. It does not leave a white cast.
They have shishito.
Yes, shishito. If you fancy.
I do really like their skincare stuff too.
They have Murad. Murad has invisible.
Ooh.
That's good if you a hoochie daddy that needs to put on concealer, because you know.
Listen.
We love our makeup wearing hoochie daddies.
It makes a good like primer and sunscreen, because it goes on clear even on the darkest skin.
Ooh.
And no white cast.
But hear me out. We're talking about the hoochie daddy shirt. We got the button up with Cuban links. We got the bucket hat. Imagine a tasteful wing.
Oh.
Yes.
We love it.
Love
boys, that. It's 2022. Put your eyeliner on.
Eyeliner on.
We love us some guy liner. Hi, Miracle.
Hi, Miracle.
Aww. Now we gotta be PG.
Oh, no, we not.
Oh, Asia, you gotta give us something soft and tender. You gotta Mr. Softy.
Soft and tender. Let's
soft.
Soft. From time to time, I'll write some poetry in my notebook. Mm-hmm. And it could be anything about just anything positive. Because there's so much negativity out here in the world. So I always tend to look at the brighter side of things. Because honestly, if I don't, then who will?
True.
And I also have a bunch of stuffed animals on my bed. So, yeah. Can't see it.
So, this has been really good vibes. I love the fact that, like, unlike the penis havers of the group, you notice we haven't argued about nothing. So I'm gonna spice things up a little bit here. We're gonna have a debate. It is sundress season, as we all know. Do y'all prefer the fit and flares or the bodycons?
Bodycon.
I respect the bodycon. I like a fit and flare because there's something about like, because the bodycon, like, I feel like you get less like cheek eatage, but like when a fit and flare gets up in them yeeks and you see them walking with that,
you know what, you're right.
and then when there's
like a nice gust of wind,
it just ruffles up just a little at the bottom.
A fit and flare would be more my style, only because of bodycon. To me, it's like I already feel like I'm fucking built like a brick house. So let's.
You're beautiful. You look amazing.
Brick house or not, there's an audience for you. There's an audience for you.
You're sturdy. You are the gold standard for housing.
I think just letting no hang out. Oh, he's a prick.
Hey.
Yeah, they don't write songs about log cabins. You good?
Yes.
Oh, you sexy.
Damn. That's the funny thing about that. Neither. I'm more of a exposed leg slit.
Oh, the slit. The straight with the slit.
Yes.
I am the leg slit person. I am 60% leg.
That's true.
You're like a Danganronpa character.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm basically a Danganronpa character. I'm a Sailor Moon character. Wait, they're 75% leg. Never mind. 75%
leg.
But still, the premise is still there. Like, but if I had to choose, I would probably say, damn, I can't even choose. No, body con is the same issue I have. Like, as a person who is 60% leg, it rides up. And it ends up being like a micro mini dry set at that point. So I'm gonna go with the fit and flare because at least with a it will look like a cute Marilyn Monroe, and I'll be like,
yes, have a little moment, just
yes.
And it's always the excuse to wear like cute panties because like God forbid something happens. Like here's the thing, I don't want my skirt to blow up, but if it does, you're not gonna catch me lacking. That shit's gonna be top notch.
Yo, facts.
Gonna be cute.
I'm gonna have a girdle on.
I mean, granted. Like I've had like fit and flare dresses just straight up because I walked over a vent a few summers ago. That thing went woof, and I'm just like, y'all can't even see shit. It's just my black chub rub shorts, but underneath it was a very very fine frilly underwear. Mwah, chef's kiss.
Frillies.
Yes, it was frillies.
We love that, honestly.
The only reason why I'm saying a body con is because like with the. I'm very bottom heavy. I lost weight recently, but I'm very bottom heavy. So a fit and flare, as soon as I make one step, you just see cheeks.
That's why I like the fit and flare.
Yeah, that's
me. I have to wear shorts underneath, and then you see underneath, and you're just like, is she ready? Is she about to just tuck in her dress? And just become Hiro Yui real quick.
Not Hiro Yui!
Yui fit. About to get into a Gundam.
God, really? Shit, okay, but Hiro do be fine though. So like, here's the thing. Like the Gundam aesthetic, A-okay.
A-okay. And then I'm mean mugging in the streets most of the time. At least with like a body con, like, yeah, you're gonna see jiggle.
It's bold.
That, you know, I could fold it easily. You know, but I don't, you know, but they won't get the wiggle out of me. So
that's true
that.
And yeah. I don't have to wiggle out of it. I could just
pull off. Yes.
The thing is that with me, with body con dresses, I'm always struggling because it's either it gets stuck at the bottom or stuck at the top.
Sometimes we get stuck at the bottom though, like that's also works out really nice. Like the fit and flare gets into them cheeks, but sometimes like the body cons like are a little bit too tight at the bottom and they like suck in under the booty meat and you're just like, huh. Just you see the whole under ass, or like they can ride up a little bit too high. And again, like what is one of the finest things in life? Under boob. When you have a shirt that's just slightly too short, you just see that little bit of yitty just hanging out. But for the back end, like you get that little bit of like booty meat hanging out the underside and you're just like, nice.
Yes,
we love it. I love it, Picasso.
Yeah, there was like a one like I actually had like a sundress that I wore recently, like where like the slits were not as like indecent as like some other ones that I have, where like the slit is like all the way up here, all the way up to like the mid between the hip bone and the freaking rib cage. Yeah, I have a couple like. But like it was just like up to like the hip, but like it was still like open up a little bit more because like it had like leg room. And like I was walking, I hung out with a friend and was like, oh hey. And I'm just like, I had to like hold my dress like this, like,
oh my god, bunching it up,
because like if I didn't,
I
want to see everything.
But can we talk about like a summer underrated summer classic that I've been seeing? And that I personally own a piece of, the long button up dress, the mom.
Iconic, the like the linen mom dress. It's like a hotter version of the muumuu. Yeah.
And I am a proud owner of a zebra print one.
Ooh.
So whenever I get the most attention when I wear that, and I'm with my family,
as you should.
Not with the family.
and people will just be like, you married?
Not you married. Stop. Damn.
And I just look at them like, you exist.
Vaughn, you better be walking this girl everywhere.
You don't exist. What is that talking to me?
Oh, wow, don't talk to me.
How dare you speak my direction?
I would say mine is like the coochie cutter rompers.
Yes.
Yes.
See, I want to like rompers, but like my torso is built in such a way that I either look like an angry child or like, to quote the song Bundles, camel toe fat, you can see it from the back. Like, no, that's me. I get absolute moose knuckle.
I do too.
And you know what? Sometimes it's okay, but sometimes it's like, if it's like the cottony material, like the really light, soft one, that's fine. But like, then you get the ones that are like regular, firm fabric, like a button up. That shit, I'm like, I'm applying like baby powder for months. Like, I'll wear it once and I'm done for the summer. Like, my romper quota's been a hit.
Like, I'd rather, like, I have one that's linen. Like, I have a yellow one that I have, and it's like, it's not coochie cutter, but like, it will like reach up to my, a little above my knees, probably like 2 inches above my knees. But like, there's one that I got from Shein that my best friend got me. They're like mid thigh when I sit down. Ooh. When I sit down, keyword, when I sit down. When I stand up, they kind of,
it's coochie cutters.
We love it.
So like, I'm over here walking in the street and everybody's just like breaking their necks. I like the ones where you tie up.
Those are cute.
You just like slide into it and you just tie it up. You're just like, that's the type of like, that's the barbecue. That's the thing you wear to a barbecue. That's the thing you wear to the park when you have like, well, I wouldn't say a water gun fight, but still, if it was that type of thing, you would.
If you're into it, it's totally appropriate. Well, here's the thing: if you got like a coochie cutter on, and like you break a neck, what you need to do is like get like one of those "Hi, my name is" stickers, and like write your Cash App on it, and just.
Ooh, smart.
We're playing 4D chess today.
Literally, they're coochie cutters. I have a new. I'm God. God buffed me with a nice ass. I am 60% leg. It's just this summer has
just added nice skin to it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like being God's favorite? Honestly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not perfect cell yet.
Yet.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to obtain perfect sales by at least next summer.
Yeah.
So who are you sucking down to get that perfect form?
There you go.
I mean, I plead the fifth.
Asia, we already know for you.
I know.
Who knows? It is up to you.
So now that we've thoroughly objectified the masks, our next topic on our list, Sundress Season, a feminist retrospective. As femmes, how do we feel about sundress season? I mean, I know we love it, but like, so here's my counterpoint. I want to see more masks and sundresses. Because I want to see men in fit and flares. Please.
Y'all better frolic with that shit too.
Because here's the thing, if a fine looking twonk walks over like a vent in a fit and flare, and like that thing just like I see that like that little that little ruffle under the edge. If I see that blast up past their nose, I'm in love. I'm falling in love. I'm getting down on one knee and I'm proposing right there.
I better see a whole bunch of hymns and romp hymns.
Yeah. Romp hymns are my favorite.
But, yeah.
You know they make one this eggplant print. It's incredible. We love that. We love these whorish men.
Just wear it. Just be like harlot. Just be totally haram.
Yes, yes. Totally haram.
Totally.
Hot haram summer.
Haram summer.
Haram summer.
I better see y'all looking like UPS.
UPS knew what they were doing, man. Like when the milkman went out of style, UPS really filled a niche.
Yes,
they did.
For y'all to look
UPS
like
and US. USPA. USPS.
The mailmen have always kind of served that niche too. Like, they've always had like shorts that are just a little too short. And like, because they walk so much, they all got fat fucking dumpies.
Yes.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Like, I do cardio. I could never pack some of the fucking cakes that these men do. And women, honestly. Like, everybody who works for the USPS, like the women too, they all fucking tree trunked up.
Yep.
Yeah,
true.
Tree trunked up.
That's true.
Got me all bricked up.
Try to climb that bad boy like a sycamore.
Sycamore tree.
Yeah. Feminist perspective. I really want, like, you know those like spaghetti strap with the triangle type boob thing going on?
You mean like the blue one that I wore the other day?
Yeah.
I want to see more men in those.
I God, yes. Just and like they're just because they're the men are like so much more broad, like the nipples are just barely under that bitch. Like, you know, if they like stretch wrong or like they go to turn to grab a can off the shelf, like we're gonna see a whole ass nipple. I'm here for that.
And like, I also like, if you have a chest tattoo, show that shit off.
Yes.
Show it off.
Chest hair.
Show it.
Show off your fucking
addendum. More men with tramp stamps.
Yes.
Yes.
Give me more men. Give me men with womb tattoos.
Damn.
Yes.
Can we talk about the fact that like our viewer count has gone up since we started talking about men in sundresses? Absolutely incredible. We love you. Thank you for coming. You are absolutely not homophobic. Welcome to Pride Month, motherfuckers. We're the Thunderdome now.
Booty sweat shorts.
Booty sweat. If you don't look like a basketball player from the 70s, I don't want none.
Look, New York City in the summertime? Ooh, I'm about to find some good characters. Ooh, time to look at Alphabet City.
I don't have to leave my neighborhood that much.
Y'all gotta frolic through them fire hydrants when they turn it off on them, like, feels like 102 days.
Oh,
in the morning. Hit that fire hydrant. I'm trying to see that hose.
Facts.
Trying to see all frolic. All the yeeks. Mm.
If you have any, like, little cousins, little nephews, little nieces, go in the sprinklers with them.
Go to sprinklers.
Bonus points if you get like in like not just those basketball shorts, but like the white nylon ones. You go start frolicking through that water.
Ooh. I love you, Yara.
Mm.
Damn.
Mm.
I love you, Yara.
Damn.
Like, what? Look, we get like they get the white t-shirts. I want the white shorts. I want, like, I'm trying to see you cough and it jumps.
Damn.
I'm trying, bark,
woof, bark. woof.
I do not say bark. I do not say
woof. I have never barked. I would never woof.
I'm just gonna like get a plank and just light it fairly.
I mean, I'll be in the background going,
just auto-tune that bad boy out too. Sound like T-Pain over there.
Yes.
In the ooey.
11. Yes.
Just cosplayed as Link, howling at the moon.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. This summer's gonna be lit.
This is gonna be great.
Hell, even if you wear them fucking camper shorts, like, you
know, the camper shorts,
the camp counselor shorts.
Oh,
with the stupid dad cap too. God, yes. And they gotta wear like a khaki button up. It's always gotta be like a khaki or like an olive. It's gotta be some stupid drab ass color. It's too tight. You can see their nipples through it, even though they pressed it just slightly to the right. And there's titty.
Titty, pure titty.
Give me the just more man titty, please.
I'm trying to see polo shirt with khaki shorts.
I mean, I can see that in a Macy's.
I know.
Good.
I'm trying to see that.
Look.
That's why I said.
All you gotta do is just go to the main floor of the Macy's. Find yourself in the Ralph Polo section. If the wives aren't there, the men are. And then you know exactly who's shopping for what.
No.
And then after that, you go hunting for them in the cologne section. You know exactly where they are. After that, the wife will ring them up. And then they'll just slowly see them exit. At the same time, you're like, bless.
Nice.
Nice cock.
Yes.
Yes, Vaughn, we are trying to see your tits. Because I know. Okay, so fun fact for anyone in chat who doesn't know, Vaughn can make his titties dance, and it is sensational.
It's great.
He does the booby dance. It's great. Kitchen, I feel like, can do it too, and Kitchen's a little bit shy.
I'm trying to get like that.
I think Kujo can do one.
It just the one. That's my strong tit.
The strongest tit.
I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to get like that. But I got too much booby.
Look, that's the thing. It's like once you master like moving all that muscle, like you're gonna be yoked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying.
Absolute swole daddy.
Bro, I'm trying to look like one of them. I'm trying to look like one of the tennis players. I'm trying to look like
back. There is no ugly tennis players. Not one.
You're right.
I'm trying to get my back.
All of them should get it.
I'm trying to get my ass 360. I'm trying to
360 no scope.
360 no scope.
I'm just trying to get a text back.
Oh my god!
I'm also trying to get
that. I mean, all I'm trying to do is just, you know, feel better about my old overall health.
Like my bitch. I picked up archery recently, so that's one of the.
You're gonna get them back muscles unstoppable, and then you start wearing the backless sundresses, like the virgin killer dress.
I'm trying.
Ultimate power.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
I'm trying to get back. I'm trying to get that because one, I want to wear backless shit, and two, it's just it's aesthetic. I'm trying to get my arms.
I'm trying to get like you, my boy.
All of that. Like I don't skip leg day to begin with because I have no choice. I'm 60% leg, so I'm just like, damn. If I could get the rest of my body looking all yoked up. I'm trying to make people snap their necks as they turn.
All right, Barry, I'll take this one. Let's play a game. Has Kujo been clearing out the redeems?
No.
It took a second to load it, and I'm like, ah. Damn. I was like, I thought it was empty. Nope, there's 11. All right, that's cleared out now. Yeah, fucking hoochies.
What else, y'all?
Hang on. I think for anyone who's not, like, actually subscribed, we are currently in an ad break.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay, and we're back.
Welcome back. Hello. But yeah. Ooh. I'm trying to
be ultimate.
You remind me of, like, that one gif of that deer just.
Yes. Or like be like freaking Joseph Joestar when his fingers start acting up.
Oh,
like...
my god.
Oh, that's the fit I want to do this summer. The Joseph Joestar, the crop top.
More men need to dress like JoJo's characters. All right, so hot take. I don't care about JoJo's at all, not even a little bit. But the way them men dress.
They be dressing.
They dress a nine.
Araki? Yeah. Dresses those men like fucking sluts. And we love slutty men here on the Cheeks of the Round Table.
Freaking Diavolo and his mesh shirt?
Yes.
Mm. I can't even listen to him. Like, it makes me feel weird because that's my friend. Like,
Anasui, I'm thinking. Never mind. But still, Anasui with his mesh shirt with the fucking footprints.
Everybody from that season was like all whored out. It was incredible. They're on a boat and like bare minimum. Like, I didn't even watch this, but I'm just like,
oh, that's fucking
true. Watching them doing their stupid little choreographed dance. Like,
oh, yes, favorite.
Do you a little dancey dance? You go.
Freaking Mister and his damn crop top pants combo.
Oh, thank you for the resub, Will.
Thank you, man.
Giorno and his boob window.
Incredible. Did he pioneer the keyhole sweater?
He did.
Was he the rise of the greatest trend? All right, who here took part of that? Because I know I did. That was also when my tits were much smaller. It was tragic. Now I feel like I need to dig that sweater out again and start over.
I'm probably going to end up making a keyhole sweater.
I might end up crocheting one.
I absolutely ordered a Virgin Killer for Etchy Expo, by the way.
I want a VK sweater.
I ordered the VK dress for Etchy Expo, so if you try to see, like, my whole ass back and, like, the very top of the fucking crack, like...
I'm trying to get that VK sweater.
Y'all trying to see Yara Yeeks? Come to Etchy Expo.
Yes.
Bitches will be on full display.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not looking neither respectfully or disrespectfully.
I'm looking ambivalently.
I'm looking.
Just straight eye contact.
I'm just witnessing.
Yes.
I'm witnessing greatness. We are not worthy.
So we have actually covered all of our topics. So with that, I'm going to bring it over to closing statements. Do we have anything else we want to add? Anything we're excited about coming up? Anything personal, professional, degenerate?
All of the pride stuff.
Yes.
This year is ugly.
It's pretty
Every
ugly.
Every year is ugly.
It's uglier this year.
I've never seen anyone from the alphabet soup, from the letter mafia, buy any of that garbage.
So here's what's wild. I've noticed the stuff this year is uglier, but on the whole, have you noticed brands have been less loud and less pandering? I feel like I see a lot less rainbow logos on social media this year.
Yes.
Tell that to LinkedIn.
Okay, LinkedIn is like also 4 years behind everybody because they're all boomers.
True.
That's so true.
True.
That is so true.
I mean, but yeah, like pandering has definitely slowed up a bit. Because I think they're freaking realizing
we're all poor. We're too busy paying for HRT.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're paying that. We're paying student loans. We're paying loans.
We're broke and gay. What do you want from us? We're not buying your awful like shoes with your letters on them.
No medical care. Barely, if we have any.
Broken gay.
Broken.
We are broken gay.
You're so broke.
You're so gay, me a broken gay.
That needs to be a TikTok song.
Oh, y'all should probably, hey, Vaughn, you should probably leave your house.
Ooh, you should leave the house.
You should get out now. Okay. But yeah, no, rainbow capitalism has been, I've noticed, it's quieter on the whole, but the ones that are loud are sparking.
Barking.
Oh, good, Vaughn already left. Cool. Oh, are you watching and walking? We appreciate you, bud.
Careful.
Be careful, man.
Be careful out there.
If anyone walks by and looks at your phone, just like plug the stream.
Yeah, plug the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, yeah, you should follow us on Twitter, Peace of the Roundtable, Instagram, Peace of the Roundtable.
We have a Discord where you can hear dumb shit like this all the time.
Hi. TikTok, Peace of the Roundtable.
What else we got? We got an Instagram too, I think.
Yeah.
Y'all won't find me much on the other social medias, but I kind of rule the Discord with an iron fist, depending on who you ask. I own the voice chat in there, so the voice to text channel is mine.
Oh yeah. I forgot we did that.
Yeah, look at the bottom. Like just
bottom text.
There. We got the TikTok. We got the Twitch. Joystick coming soon.
Ah, yeah.
You want the geeks after dark? You trying to see geek yeeks? That's gonna be the place to be. Also, if y'all don't name that geek yeeks, I'm gonna sue you.
And that's homophobic of you to do so as well.
And look, thank you, Squid, for hitting the disc. Oh, Vaughn and Squid both hit the Discord. Damn, all right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But, anyone else got anything particularly exciting coming up?
Other than, you know, if y'all are going to Pride this weekend, please be safe out there. Stay hydrated as always. And again, be safe because I'm so sick of individuals feeling like they have the right to do anything in terms of trigger warning, SA and shit like that, because the shit happens every fucking year and I'm so sick of it.
I'm sick of it too.
So same. Essentially, if you're going to go to Pride, be aware of your surroundings. I'm so serious. On top of that, if you are not too thrilled, if you're not a big fan of crowds, don't even go to Pride.
Yeah, don't
go. Just go to Reese Beach. It's practically a nude beach anyway. You want
to
see?
Go to Fire Island.
That too.
Fire Island. Yeah. You're invited.
Right. Or go to Orchard Beach. Do whatever you want. Just do not go to Pride if you are not comfortable in those areas. In terms of drinks, be more, you know, be aware of your surroundings with your drinks because people will roofie you. It's fucking ridiculous. I have to keep repeating all this shit because it's really sad.
Don't be afraid to identify as a problem.
Yeah. Facts, yes. That too.
Their pronouns will be was, were.
Mm-hmm. Also, please, for the love of God, everybody, please respect each other's pronouns. I don't know how many times I have to announce this. If your pronouns are they, them, if your pronouns are she, her, he, him, she, they.
All the neo-new pronouns.
Yes, just fucking respect them. It's not difficult. Don't be an asshole. And I'm not even saying it because of pride. I'm saying it all year round. Don't be an asshole. It's not fucking hard. Anything else?
Wash your balls.
Wash your back sack and crack.
Wash the pits. Sunscreen. Do all that stuff. Please take care of yourself and each other.
If no one's getting hurt, mind your business.
Facts.
Someone's getting hurt.
Make sure if it's consensual, mind your business.
Right.
Exactly. That's you.
Thank you. Yes. Hashtag no smegma.
Oh God. Oh hey.
And on that note, we wish you all a very happy, healthy, sexy, safe night from the cheeks of the round table. Come join us in the Discord. Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.